Robert Duvall has made his mark starring in epic movies and in intimate dramas. Now, you worked with Francis Ford Coppola again on Apocalypse Now.
Right, right.
And in Apocalypse Now, you were Colonel Kilgore,
right.
Famous for the line...
But I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Is that the one?
That's
smells
the one.
Like victory, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a wonderful line. People come up to me and quote it to me and say it like it's such an in thing between just me and them. And like it's like they're the only ones that ever thought of it. But it happens with everybody the same way.
Did you get a script and say, well, first of all, was that line in the script? Or is that something that you
Yeah, no, that was in there. And I think the part was offered to somebody else and they turned it down. And I said to Francis, I know that the part's written for a bigger guy, a real tall, big guy. Right? But, you know, I'll just say once, I think maybe I could do the part and I'll put in my plea. And he gave it to me. So it was enjoyable. It was a lovely part and I enjoyed playing it very much.
Why did you want to play it a lot? This is another part that I'm sure your father was thinking, hope nobody thinks this is based on me.
Right. No, well, he knows. I think he always kind of just shook his head, I think, most of the time. It's like my uncle in Montana was a rancher. I wish he had lived to see Lonesome Dove because that's my favorite of all.
Uh-huh.
And when he saw The Godfather, he was hard of hearing, my uncle. And he said, I'd rather see a good Western. You know, he piped out in the theater, you know, little Montana there. But my dad, I think he was proud. You know, he never said a lot. My mother, too.
You smell that? You smell that? Napalm, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. It smelled like... victory.
So when you saw the line in the film, I love the smell of napalm in the morning, did you say to yourself, a classic line, people will be repeating
no,
this back
no,
to
No, I
me?
Didn't. I didn't think of that. I didn't think of it that way. I wasn't sure. I mean, sometimes you're not so aware of that, although you like lines like that.
Did you do a lot of different line readings on that? The smell of napalm. In the morning.
The one that was most predominant, there was Jimmy Keene, a friend of mine who played a small part in that from Buffalo. I made him call me Mr. Duvall for a year because that was a relationship in the movie because, you know, but we're all on a first-name basis. But he's saying, now, how do you do this? And he was watching me. And he did great imitation. We were always doing imitation. So the final dress rehearsal before we filmed, we were always doing Brando imitation. So I said, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. I paused and I said, smells like victory. I did my Brando. And he couldn't believe I would do that, you know. So then he began doing Brando imitation. So then when Brando wanted $100,000 to do six lines of the censored stuff for the censored version of the TV version of The Godfather, and they wouldn't pay him. They got Jimmy Keene from Buffalo for $200 to do Brando.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So those imitations started in the Philippines, and Jimmy got, because of those imitations, blossomed into the guy that would do the censored version for Brando.
Well, Robert Duvall, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it.